This is Parashas Kedoshim, and it is page 674, Davar Benel. Vanochem, Shetziva Shem Yis'ala L'moyshe, Sheikabetz Kol Adaspni Yisrael V'yashiro Mitzvah Seilu, V'yizkor Lehem Asar Sadibus Yikar Mitzvah, L'fisher Kol Zachona L'krisas Bris HaKosov Sefer Zer HaSefer Parashim Choyse. So Davar Benel is trying to explain what's Kedoshim. In other words, it's not a Sasa Dibris, it's not Bokosai. He says it's sort of a prelude to the Bris of Bokosai. They were gathered together. He explained all of the mitzvahs that really are included in a Sasa Dibris, and then they were Makabla Bris on it. Well, Aniskar Sasa Dibris, so I didn't repeat a Sasa Dibris again, because Kiloibo Lisko Poladium Alek Meshav Seidahu. He did not want to just repeat it. Al rotzi sal varlam poi shen royu sheimotze mamaylos amir shubachos deshigun haseich hanushi. Ella mipnei shetziva abayim hakadosh baruch hu v'alechaz drochov v'dafka boi. Yasu kumashas matoy v'ashleimus loy mipnei b'china cheres amir shatzichim midoisai. So Rabbi Benel says a very, very important chiddush over here. The reason why all of these mitzvahs are expounded upon over here, and many of these mitzvahs are either mitzvahs sichlius, mitzvahs that we could get ourselves, we could understand it ourselves. And what they wanted was to tell us that all of these mitzvahs are valid only because they were given to Moshe Mitzrayim. In other words, when you do a mitzvah that's a mishpat, a mitzvah that your own intuition feels that it's right, the raison d'etre for the mitzvah, the reason for the mitzvah being a valid mitzvah is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it such. The reason is always anything that I do because I think it's right means that basically all I'm defining is something that I like. For instance, if I think only paintings of a certain kind are nice, that definition is absolute for myself. In other words, in my eyes, such as paintings are nice. I'm not making another statement because I can't say anything else. When I say in math that 2 and 2 equals 4, the reason why it's universal is because it fits everywhere else also. Moral things, if I say I think helping a person in need is nice, and even foregoing getting yourself a nicer car when somebody else needs a minimal car is good, that's a personal opinion, and it's a correct statement that I like better giving somebody else a car that he really, really needs than buying himself a fancier model. But it's not a universal statement at all, and I can't call it good or bad or anything of that nature. It's only when I say that there is a universal standard, and that universal standard is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the way that the things that he was kaveh the bria. Ukacha makdoshim tiyu shlema zel arayis levad, al kol adibris bechlal shu kdoshim umekatsha zchol advarim. Kloima, af al pi sheitarti lachem hamishko lemanoshim, vachilis abosa shizayin shatanugim. The pasuk is also telling you, this is very, very similar to Ramban, despite the fact that there are many mundane activities that are permissible, it's not licensed. Just because you're allowed to drink wine, as long as it's kosher, doesn't mean that it's perfectly fine to be drunk. Same thing with you need to be set aside from chomrius. But the attitude towards it, and this is the Abba Brunel nuances our sense of precious versus umasolam. The philosopher who preaches ascetism does it because there's something wrong with the body and they want to be nimshach hasichlam, but alamiki kodesh ani hashem lakechem nidvachuchayim v'gashmias. It's an emulation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once we perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being Ruchnius, we understand that we don't find him in a gashmistika world, and therefore we seek to be of a ruchnistika nature. That is, so it's not a sort of almost a dwelling on the pain and on the somehow in enjoying the suffering and the mortification and so on, but rather it's a cheshek to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what he is all about. And since he is not of a physical nature, that's what we emulate. Next is Ramban. It says, V'chisizuch zelach shalom Hashem l'rtzayin ha'kadosh baruch hu. If and when you bring a karban shlomim, it needs to be l'rtzayin chem. V'amai, v'chisizuch zelach shlomim, ki acha isha osa zvicha v'chal avoy l'ilim l'hem ha'secha, v'rikin kol avoy deskul Hashem yuchod. Once he prohibited all types of worship that's not clearly for Hashem, Amma, ki kasha tizbuchu l'Hashem, le'tizbuchu le'elo l'rtzoynchem, shetia avoydaschem l'rotzen l'fanav, v'yotze b'chem ki evi sotz adonai batzoyz kashi tzavenu, ke loshem nisa l'chapa olav, v'ar panecho k'ritzisa. The person needs to be over HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the for one tachlis only, and that is ritzoyne. In other words, you cannot think that karbanis are a tool for getting something out of Hashem the way you pictured by Avodah Zarah. In Avodah Zarah, the Avodah Zarah attitude was that there are all sorts of buttons and mysterious, you know, sort of operations that enable certain energies to flow and, you know, who knows what. So I would think that the same thing is true about ours, except we have a different God. So, but it's also all about pressing buttons and making things flow, and that's not it. It's supposed to be that because you want his ratzon. Let's take a simple example. Something we can relate to and understand the distinction. It is undoubtedly true that if a person's shalom bayis is good, then everything really functions very, very nicely and things go really well. Now, a person buys his wife a present, a nice expensive gift that she really likes. So there's one way to think about it in a very kind of cold calculating way. Okay, this gift cost me $5,000, but it means great suppers. It means no complaints about my coming late. It means this and that. Everything's got a price, and you know, a gift for the right price gets you good results. That's extremely cynical, calculating, and the purpose of it is because you know that giving somebody a gift, buttering somebody, gets results. There's another way. I like my wife a lot. I like it when she's a happy person. Something about her being good mood makes me very, very happy. And therefore, when I buy her something nice, she's a happy person. That's all I want. I want her to be happy and to feel good. Yes, there are positive consequences of that, but my focus is the look on her face when I give her the gift. A person can have those two attitudes with regards to Karbanis and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can say, listen, I don't know the Suji Wuji, but I've read enough Sipuri Tzadikim that I know it's true. If you do the right mitzvahs and the right schoolers and the right things, you get the right results. So, they say that a Karban Shlomim is good, a Karban Ol is good for this, this is a schooler for this, let's go, here's Shlomim, here's this, here's that. That's a bad, bad Kavana. Litzoynchem Tizuchu means, Kavana has to be, I have one sense, and that is to make a nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's being pleased with me is what I want more than anything else. And yes, that, you know, a good relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu does have positive results, but the driving force is the nachas ruach. And therefore, the Ritzayne HaPashu Dara Machuyev. It's the same way, you know, in all interhuman relations, this salesmanship, where if I know what to say and how to say and so on, I will get far with it. But and then there's just because I like to have very positive relationships with people. Vaimaza Bishlamim Shema Kochim Kalam the Holm of Bain Batsmum, Sheyishum Ashaftum the Yusum Bihavana Ritsuya, the Koshin Kochakadoshim, and Ibnesha Shlomim Midasan Shay Israel. This is Shlomim is something which certainly the reason why you pick Shlomim is because all is easier to see, it's all Shem Shemayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here it's something which is kuloi, I have also food in it. I need to think that it's all just for Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Shlomim was similar, he grew up in Shlomim, but Masl Yavin, because Shlomim is a very, very hard deal. It's one thing when you give somebody a gift totally, it's another thing when we partake together in a meal to feel that my only kavana is for him. That's a very high madrega. Okay, next one is the iser of cursing a deaf person. So this is a drashas aran, and it says the following: V'hu mashama teiru lisekal lecheresh veina kavana becheresh levat. Doesn't mean only a deaf person. She amim nayin rabbis ko adam tam acholi sar. Avla kavana bezeh. And this ki anefesh kishehis noaya linkum amazik kifitzura sahezek emes bedimyon hino loytasu miyois misnoas ache tigmo lemazik vitzura sahezek ashur bedimyon vikasha shilma osanuch isatnu venedo isatzur bedimyon. A person's emotions are like they're coiled up. I guess it's like when you push against a spring, it pushes back against you. So when a person's emotions are all, a person's been hurt or wounded, and somebody is all riled up against him, so it keeps pressing and pushing until you get back at him. That's revenge. Sometimes just cursing and yelling the person, that's good enough. If you feel that, just cursing the person, making him feel bad or whatever it is. And sometimes you want to get rid of the person completely, kill him. Sometimes just some sort of punishment. So different types of needs for revenge. A person thinks that what's wrong with cursing somebody, because a person feels terrible when he gets cursed. Nobody likes to hear, a whole slew of curses. So it's the pain you cause the other person. But what about, but if let's say the other person is deaf, he doesn't hear me cursing him. What happens if I have my house, a big picture of him with a dartboard, and I keep throwing darts at him? Is that a problem? In other words, is this problem just the pain I'm causing the other person? And he says, no. I will close Rasa say Lochena di Sana Tera Kilik Pida Binyam Kolovat, Alik Pida Beinian Hamekalil, Shlo Yagel Nafshe Vakasan Koma, Vazayatem Mizger Elashevi. It's a way in which to fix the person who's doing the cursing that he not have this need to lash back at the person. Let's talk a minute or two about this. There's a sort of a mistake that sort of has crept in when we think of Bein Adam Lechavero, or we think of Midas Tovos, we automatically associate with Bein Adam Lechavero. In other words, to be nice to other person, to be giving, not to hurt anybody. All of the Midas that we think of, when we say somebody's a big Bal Midas, basically we mean it's very nice to other people and doesn't easily get riled up and so on. That's kind of generic the way we think about it. A, it does not fit many, many midas. If we say somebody is actually organized, Seder is a good midah. I mean, it's got nothing to anybody else. Yes, if you're living with another person together, your husband, wife, and one of them is a slob, it's a problem. But the person living by himself, let's say a person is, he sits and indulges all day long, just sits and fresses all day long. And he's you know, nothing of, he doesn't harm anybody, he does not steal from anybody, he's got plenty of money, and he sits and eats. So say there's something wrong about the person, somebody wastes money, all of these things are things that, and so the answer is really, midos are not biram chavero, although some of them affect biram chavero. Midos are your own personal stature. Just like a person is measured by his thoughts, ideas, comprehension, grasp, a person is measured by his emotional grasp. In other words, how do I perceive the world? The world is enemies, the world is against me, the world is, you know, I need to assert myself. When a person has psychological needs that are not, don't fit the Torah, there's something wrong with the person. So if something happened to me through, somebody did something to me, and I have a need to keep throwing darts at the dartboard, then I have a problem. And therefore, the Torah gave us this in order for ourselves, learning not to lash back. And there are certain, obviously, if somebody is still harming me and lashing back at him will stop it, I'm certainly entitled to stop it. That's not the issue. But the issue is, there is nothing to be gained. It's just a way that I can't deal with my emotions. So for that, the Torah gives us this mitzvah to push to right ourselves. Okay, another, the Ramban speaks about the Issa Sef Rocha Bamecha, which means not to speak Lashon Hara. There's a very, very strange unculus over here. The word Leiselech Rachel is kind of very strange. What does it mean? You should not go. What is Rachel exactly? Rachel somehow comes off somebody who's as a peddler. So Rashi says, Eimani Hashem Shekol Mishalchim Medonim Misapi Lashon Hara Hochem Beis Reim L'Ragel. People by Lashon Hara are nosy. They like to come to visit people and see what's going on. What did he buy recently? What does he look like? What's happening? What can they see or hear bad and tell over? And so on. So they're peddlers. In other words, I make my emotional living from buying and selling. You can't, you got to hear what's doing by Yankel. I must tell you what Chatzkel did last week. And so on. What does that mean? That you shouldn't eat kurtza. It's an expression in Aramaic. So he says, the Rashi says, they used to come in for a coffee. Like, you know, you come in and say, hey, I'm in the mood for a coffee, let's sit down. And by the way, let me give you the latest update on what's happening in the neighborhood. This was pre-internet, so they had to do it that way. The Baruch Hashem, today we have an internet, you don't need any coffee, just get it straight. So Rambam doesn't like this pshat, just knows words. He says, in this whole thing, he doesn't like Rashi's explanation, doesn't like this Achilas Kurtza, wrong. He doesn't think that it's something that's me. So he has a different one. Aval Ika, last paragraph in the page. Va'ika Loshna Rames Pekan, Einen Loshna Shmoas Kol. It means uttering a sound. And he brings different rayas, like he always does, that Achle Kurtza means to a sound without words is called achli kurtzi. L'chein yoyma kein betzorik li'izan chasas besada, and that's why you yell at goats that invade the field. It uses the same word. B'tagim kein asherik v'anoyim v'atzorik. V'derech harichilim lovoy b'rabim v'amoyshul v'yin hamu v'groyna v'yikurtzu b'neyem lirmois kishom u'dvarim achivtzim yagidoysan. He says the people who it is the derech of people who are misakir lashon hara that they seem to sort of indicate when they're talking, when they come into somebody and they project to you the feeling, I've got something really very interesting to tell you, and everybody says, so tell me what's happening, I see there's something going on, you got to tell me. Just explain it a minute. There are many, many motives for speaking Lashon Hara. So sometimes it's out to get revenge on somebody. So you're having a fight with somebody and you tell everybody this person's this. Fine, we get that. But there's also a more common, I think a more common motive is it makes you important. A person who walks in and he's got all the news and he's the important person and everybody crowds around you. When you're talking and everybody's all ears listening and you're the one that's kind of, in the know and the type of tease where I don't know if I can tell you, it's really something that you have to be in the know, or I don't know if you'll understand it right. When you play that game, you make yourself very important. So the attention you get, and if that's why you get that tease, I don't think I can tell you. You have to tell me. We're good friends. I don't know. I feel the responsibility. I feel this. I feel that. It's a little game to make yourself very chashuv, and that's why the Baal HaShaar would go around, and they would sort of. They would say, I have something to, they would sort of hint, and that tease of the other people saying, oh, please, and makes you feel extremely very, very, very chashiv. And that's who they were. V'onkel is tegem rechilus in yonah v'chein shmoy b'loshna ramis. L'choshif ha'ashashna kozach hidaka tome kelome in yom iskabe. Avol, b'loshna kodesh, they would call them holchei rogel. Min afkas reichel rechaloscha, their talk, it is called a peddler. He's always busy buying and selling. I get juicy tidbits from Reuven. I sell them to Shimon. I sell them for the attention and for that whole ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting that, things that we feel are repugnant and bad and evil has been elevated. This person has a gossip column. He's the greatest gossiper in this side of this. It's a pathetic need for attention, and John Wolf has become elevated to chshivas. So Ramban says that the Hoylach Rochel defines the peddling, the need to take from one and give to another, and so on. I mean, both shitas are moides lashahara, both shitas moides. There's no real argument in what we're talking about. The argument is a lot more just what the problem is and so on. Okay.